The election is on everybody's mind, and it has a particular resonance for artists of color who've long been dealing with politics that Barack Obama would surely recognize. Claudia LaRocco spoke with four artists who've been thinking about the complex intersection of art, race, and politics.
Did he deal with being black or did he not deal with being black? Did he choose enough black performers, artist performers? Not black enough. Is he black enough? I don't think we ever question white artists. Are they being white enough?
The choreographer Reggie Wilson is in his kitchen in Prospect Heights. He's making Moroccan tea, a slightly easier task than trying to explain what it means to be black in America. In his work, Wilson casts a wide net, drawing from his African roots and from a firm grounding in contemporary American dance. But he often feels he's struggling to escape other people's narrow definitions.
I think in America, people of color often bear the burden of being the ones that are supposed to be the experts, be the ones that are supposed to be the teachers, and be the ones that are supposed to be the case studies or the examples that everybody can look at and pick apart.
Obama's historic campaign has been picked apart for almost 2 years now by people of all colors. Despite his promise of great change, not everyone's wildly optimistic about his ability to shift an entire nation's discourse.
I'm very happy that we have the candidate that we have right now, but I do think he is a politician. I don't expect miracles because his skin is black.
Bill T. Jones has been around too long to be starry-eyed. He burst onto the avant-garde performance scene more than 25 years ago with his partner, Arnie Zane, an Italian-Jewish New Yorker. Jones is the son of African-American migrant farmers. Together, they tackled loaded topics. In fact, they were a loaded topic all on their own. Zane died in 1988. Jones has continued to tell complicated, sometimes troubling stories. Today, he is angered and saddened by the polarizing role race is playing in the campaign. He's similarly irked by the glacial pace of integration in the contemporary dance world. His own company, the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company, is one counter-argument to this. It's purposefully multiracial. Jones has always insisted on that.
Whenever I feel too comfortable, I think there's something that I've got to work harder at. And one thing is keeping that company looking like the world that Arnie, Zane, and I wanted to live in, not as the world we do live in. Unless I begin to sound like Mr. Obama, it has always been a vision about hopefulness. It's always been a vision about things can be better and that, quote, people can actually love each other. That's what dance is.
It's pretty inspiring to have this biracial man, although he's often referred to as a black man, running for president.
Isabel Lewis is a 27-year-old choreographer who lives in Greenpoint. Her mother is Dominican, her father's Jewish. Like Obama, she's often labeled simply as black. The strong possibility of his presidency and what it might mean for her as an artist has begun to sink in.
I think that will affect our perceptions and how we're viewing race in the future and ultimately how people will perceive my body on stage.
As an artist, Lewis is always dealing with the ideas audiences have about her because of her gender and because of her skin color. Trying to sort out the various layers of their assumptions and her own gets complicated in a hurry.
I often long for a sort of blankness or a neutral, like where is zero? And I find that that's impossible for me. I don't have zero.
With its emphasis on the body and on shared visceral experience, performance goes where language can't. In a recent show, Lewis, wearing blackface, played a slave. She was dominated sexually and physically by another performer, the show's creator, Anne Liv Young, a white woman taking on the roles of Martha and George Washington. The charged role allowed Lewis to plunge into dark, angry emotions. Playing the slave became an act of liberation. A few subway stops away from Lewis, in Bushwick, the choreographer Alex Escalante lives and rehearses in a ground floor studio. He's a first-generation Mexican-American. He's steeped in this country's contemporary dance scene. Yet he says he's often more comfortable with the Mexican part of his identity. One of his recent works was called Clandestino. It dealt with the hopes and heartaches of immigrants and the confusion of being torn between two countries. He recruited a trio of undocumented Mexican musicians to perform in the work. He even went to the Mexican embassy, hoping to snare audience members from outside of his contemporary dance bubble. But no one came.
Just because they don't go see these kind of, they don't go see art, they don't go see dance. They're more worried about, like, you know, feeding their family and, like, and working, you know, two jobs. So there's no room for it in their lives.
When Escalante asked the musicians what they thought of it, they told him it was beautiful, but that they didn't understand some of the more abstract sections. Still, he was heartened by the collaboration.
We don't do accessible work sometimes, but it's good to approach them and say, hey, come and see something different. You know, come and see something that your fellow Latinos are making that you might not understand, but come see it anyway.
Escalante is taking a double leap of faith. First, he's hoping that he can connect with contemporary dance audiences who might assume his work isn't about them. But he's also hoping to reach Latino audiences who aren't even aware that someone is speaking to them and for them. In America, the words race relations often mean white-black issues. But the conversation's broadening, artistically and politically. It's easy to forget that Bill Richardson, whose heritage is Mexican and Nicaraguan, ran as a serious candidate in the Democratic primary. Back in Bill T. Jones's studio, bodies of all colors are tangled in a giant moving scrum. They're working on a dance theater piece about Abraham Lincoln. The piece was commissioned long before the election, but the parallels with people's hopes for Obama's presidency are unavoidable. Watching the dancers, it's easy to think of their struggle to help each other move as one giant metaphor for race relations.
I want to use the Civil War era in Lincoln as a kind of a mirror of our era. Because the big secret is, for me, I think there's an undeclared Civil War going on now, except there isn't one or two sides. There are many sides.
As a boy, Jones says, Lincoln, John Kennedy, and Robert Kennedy were the only white men he was allowed to love unconditionally. Today, he says, he's a 56-year-old man who has no heroes.
So that 56-year-old is doing war with that 5-year-old all the time now. You know what? I hope the 5-year-old wins. I hope he does. Because I don't want to live in a world without inspiration.
The boy inside him hopes. The adult artist keeps hammering away. For WNYC, I'm Claudia LaRocca.
Claudia LaRocca reporting for WNYC. You can hear more of LaRocca's conversations with artists on the art.cult blog of our website, wnyc.org.